There is a little option.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're still fighting.
Are you a veteran, police officer,
that,
firefighter, doctor,
you know,
nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payments? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to RDAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We make the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me, Mitchell. I see you there. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. From a very focused show, we only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Jay Kaplan, is in the house.
Thank you, thank you.
Glad to have. Oh, wait a second. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Got a studio audience out here, right there in front of us, in front of the library, right here. But you know, you got to bring your audience and your crowd with you, huh, Jay?
That's right.
Well, it's nice to be popular. He's got ABC radio station, your own show, Friday afternoons.
That's correct. You have been, I was going to say lucky enough to be on, but I've been lucky enough to have you as a guest several times.
I need to again. I appreciate you being here. And you know, we might even have to get his autograph or something. I got a piece of toilet paper. We'll have him autograph. I digress. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone. Future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And Jay, you and I are going to be celebrating big time today.
All right. Big. I like the big.
I doubt that we'll be celebrating Handwriting Day. Not a lot of excitement there. But today is also National Pie Day.
Oh, now we're talking like men, right?
Right. We've got it made. Now, we're not going to be on air tomorrow, so we might look and see that it is beer. I don't know. Why would you appreciate a beer can? I understand maybe a beer.
Well,
beer
a lot
in
of
a
people
can.
Collect those, and some of them can be very, very valuable.
Beer cans?
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether it matters whether the beer is still in it or not.
Okay. I can understand if the beer is in it. That makes a little more sense to me, but I don't know. Just the beer itself, the beer can, I don't know. That,
no, people
worth 5 cents,
like,
I think, in
like
the state of California.
Oil cans.
Okay.
You know, it's not the redemption value.
Ah.
Although it could be for us in the future.
There you go.
But no, it's the advertising. People just collect advertising.
They collect some of everything. I guess they'll collect anything these days. Tomorrow's also National Peanut Butter Day. So
now you're talking.
I enjoy peanut butter, so there's a few good things for us to celebrate.
I like them with pretzels now, too.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like it with chocolate, but that's just me.
I like it just by the spoonful, but then again, take a look at me.
Do we have to?
No.
Okay. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Been a rocky morning today. Dow Jones down 151 points. Yes, painful. S&P 500 down 13.5. Oil down $1.25. Interest rates are doing pretty good, unless you're a senior citizen needing that 10-year Treasury yield, because that bond is down almost 5 basis points, yielding 1.72. Germany, they're down to a negative 0.3 as their interest rate. Japan, negative 0.02. Not looking very good there. Why is that happening? Well, a lot of it has to do with the coronavirus. No, not the city of Corona. The coronavirus in China. They are quarantining some cities in China. And with today, I think it's today, tonight, is the Chinese New Year. So that's going to be a major issue in their economy in China when they quarantine areas of the country. Now, they can quarantine an area as big as the United States. That's a big, big country. Moving right along, what's going on in the news today? Yeah, of course, we've got the Schumer Schiff Sham Show. That's going on in Washington, D.C. It'll be fascinating to see what happens on Saturday when we start seeing some of the contradictions of comments that Adam Schiff is making. Fascinating if you watch the cuts where you see Adam Schiff 3, 4, 5 months ago and what he's saying in the Senate chambers today, not quite the same information. But we're used to Schiff being a little bit slimy and giving us bum information. Fascinating that the ratings, you know, go completely off topic here. The ratings for the Schumer Schiff Sham Show is not very good. I watched one of the broadcast networks yesterday. They're not even covering it. And I find that fascinating. Anytime there is an impeachment, I guess there's not that many of them. And there were cable news. Oh, Jay, you would remember better. Was cable news even around during the Hamilton impeachment?
Yes.
Okay. Only Jay would remember that. But I did hear something that I didn't remember, Jay, that during the Clinton administration, during the Clinton impeachment, that the Senate was controlled by the Republicans. And I found that fascinating. Obviously, the House does the impeachment,
right?
But the Republican-controlled Senate actually was the one that acquitted President Clinton, saying this doesn't rise to the level of overturning a presidential election.
Correct.
Now, we go political, and Jay and I get along great. So anybody that thinks we're going to get in a big argument here.
People should be learning from each other, not helping to separate.
So from what you've seen and what you've learned, do you think this rises to the level of a removable offense?
You know what? It's tough. It's a tough question. Do I think he broke the law? Yes.
Okay.
Do I think it's bribery? Yes.
Okay.
You know, overall, I think the election is coming so soon that the only reason the Democrats are moving forward with this is not to really impeach him, but to get more news out about what really has been happening so that the election can more reflect what people actually know.
Great information. I love it because, like I say, Jay and I are about as politically opposite as two people can be.
Yeah, one is large and the other one is thin.
I don't know what
you choose.
I was going to say, who's the thin one? I'm not sure where that is. But I just find it, to me, the conversations that Jay and I can have on this, the whole focus, in my opinion, is that we can have differing opinions and still be respectful. And it would be really nice. I mean, I don't like the idea of some of the commentaries where you've got the strictly venomous hate. Right? I don't like that kind of I don't think that's good for anybody. I don't think anybody learns anything from it. But, you know, you can have conversations and be respectful, respect the office. You know, it fascinates me watching right now that we go through an impeachment in Washington, D.C. We're going through, I see all over social media, an attempted recall of the governor. For what reason? Because you don't like his policies? Well, vote for somebody new. I don't like his policies at all. But hey, you know something? He was the one that was voted in. You don't recall somebody, in my opinion, because you don't like their policies, right? So even though I don't like the policies of Governor Newsom,
that's what elections are all about.
Exactly. There is an opportunity to change that and have an election. And now we look at it filtering down even into the city of Anaheim, where because they don't like the policy of the mayor, they think the answer is a recall. What a waste of money. Now, to me, again, even the Democrats that are prosecuting the case against the president have said that they know that they're not going to get a removal of office. But you've got the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court now spending half of his time, or at least half of his time, in the Senate. You've got the entire Senate doing absolutely nothing for the benefit of the people. You've got the House of, well, they haven't been doing anything anyway. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, the whole government, other than the president, seems to be shutting down, doing absolutely nothing. None of the people's work. And all of it is, I guess, maybe Jay's got the answer right. Maybe it's all just for public information. Well, we've got more than enough cable news stations for that, Jay. I mean, right?
Yeah, well, we came from an era back when you were talking way back when, There was no internet. I lied.
Okay. Well, Al Gore, when did Al Gore come and invent it?
Even newspapers took, you know, quite a while to get across the country.
Sure.
They never knew whether that was true or not.
Right.
And then we got into this era where there was a lot of news, like, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, there was a lot of news that people trusted. And now we've got news coming from, you know, we've got cable news, which I think is a lot more popular than network news.
Sure.
And you've got
the rating show that.
Either this way over left or way over right and nothing in between.
Right.
And you've got the...
But I'm going to submit, Jay, that neither one of them are really reporting news.
Right.
Both sites, you know, you've got MSNBC, Hee-Haw, the Cannabis News Network, Fox News, and any one of them that you turn on,
right,
you know exactly the perspective you're
going to get. They're editorials.
Right.
And editorials never, ever had to be truthful because they were people's opinion. They were supposed to be opinion. And we have the internet. We've got people getting news from Facebook, and that's only as honest as the person who did the post.
I see some posts every once in a while. I do post some things that turn out to be erroneous.
And so I think the answer maybe is what's happening in Congress, that these two sides are getting together to give their opinion where we can actually hear it. So
hopefully they'll cover it enough, and people will actually. You know, here's my opinion, right? I mean, is that you've got to have people covering it, and you've got to have it where it's people are getting educated, right? I mean, election.
Absolutely.
An election, regardless of, I mean, if you're a Bernie Sanders fan, Elizabeth Warren fan, Joe Biden fan, or New York Times, like they can't figure out who they want to vote for, so that's Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, who are pretty much opposites within the Democrat Party.
That was pretty surprising then.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
but again, that's the editorial. So.
Right, exactly. But you've got a lot of fascinating information here. We'll continue to watch it. We'll continue to report on it. But hey, you know something, Jay? We've got to get into the real important stuff here.
That's right.
Okay, so Aerosmith's Joey Kramer being turned away from the rehearsal at the Grammys by security guards. Now, I don't know how old Joey Kramer must be, but he's probably got to be if he's one of the original drummers. Got to be in his 70s.
Got to.
Right? I mean, Aerosmith's been out there for at least 50 years, 60 years.
Yeah.
Right? You probably got their original album, Jay.
Probably.
Right? It was 78, maybe?
No. No, I don't. They were before that. I still have 78s at a jukebox to play them. No.
But the fact is, I mean, so he's a big threat. And they have to have security. Now, if you remember the 70s, 60s, when Joey Kramer was part of Aerosmith, right? What was the big thing? They weren't shooting each other back then. They weren't stabbing each other back then. It was all sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Right? So what is Jay, I was wrong.
Yeah,
he is 69 years old.
Well, that rounds out to 70.
That rounds, especially because
he was just a kid then.
Just a kid. And we're going to get into some real important stuff. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Jay Kaplan's in the house. We're going to talk about distributing your estate while you're living with no lifestyle change. The number one reason it is difficult to find your dream home, why Americans repeatedly overlook this lucrative tax credit. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We are clear.
So do you just set up in here, or this is permanent, this room?
I mean, it's like, that's the beauty, like it's made here all the time.
You told me last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I forgot.
Yeah, I love it. So I just come in here.
And done, yeah. Yeah, that's nice. You don't even have to disturb your books.
Don't have to move the books out.
No, you know.
Jay, this thing is so cheap, too. That whole setup, like $80, $90, something like that. So, I'm going to actually, Mitchell keeps asking me, why do I don't have one that's got a beach scene? I said, well, when it's closer to summer, I will.
Yeah. And, yeah, you can change that. Or you could just put a green screen there.
Yeah.
That's probably more flexible.
Yeah.
But you need a little more equipment, probably. But I don't think it'd be that difficult.
No.
You could do a green screen and have a slim round Siegel.
Yeah, but I want people to recognize me when I'm out of here.
Oh, that's true. So how's the Palm Springs stuff coming along?
Going good.
I need to get more active out there, especially with the radio show, too, you know.
So you get some good business calls out of it?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to get none. Now, I have, but it's the, you know, the guests. Like you had told me.
Yeah.
Go with the guests. I mean, now I have contacts from it, people talking about the music or the movies I talk about. And I have this one guest in Fullerton. She's a young tax preparer person. She's been on the show like 3 times. She had somebody come through her front door in Fullerton that heard about her through that show.
Nice.
And she had to say hello to that person on the air. So I guess a couple of
people. You better not do any political stuff because you don't want them showing through your front door for that.
No, I don't do that. I stay away from that on my show. Just in case somebody is listening. I don't want to lose any business from some right-wing freak, you know?
Yes, I actually got business because of that.
Yeah, it could be. You also lose some.
I'm sure. But actually, I actually had a guy call me. He said, if you're willing to be that straightforward, knowing that it could cost you business, I'm guessing you're going to be that straightforward with me, too.
I see that, yeah. That's called an intelligent interpretation, and don't expect much of that.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has them. No income loans, no documentation loans, bank statement loans, any kind of loan you can possibly want. They've got them. You can get the reverse mortgages with our friend Jay Kaplan. Hey, how about that Dow Jones Industrial Average? Now it's down 122 points. NASDAQ down 7.45. Let's see where we are. The bond market still holding steady, although I'm looking at the S&P 500 down 10. The 10-year Treasury still continuing going down. 1.72 is the yield on that 10-year Treasury. Now, I've got a chart. I'll share it with you in the next few days. That shows over the last 30 or 40 years the correlation between the yield on the 10-year treasury and the yield on the mortgage-backed securities. Mortgage-backed securities, right now, they are down 11 basis points. All those things, once again, are things that you can see on that super secret website, google.com, if you know where to look. And you know everything on the internet is true anyway, so just be careful. So here's why the markets are doing what they're doing. It is... I guess I should pull out my drums. Jay, you didn't know I could play the drums,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I know you could do anything.
Holy cow, the China coronavirus weighing on the stock market this morning. Death toll rising to 17. We don't like that at all. But you got to remember, it is China. So the death toll could be 17. It could be 170. It could be 1,700. You just never know what you're going to get out of China, especially when it comes to any kind of news like that. Quiet economic news day with the only initial jobless claims being released. Reports show that there were 211,000 individuals who filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. Slight increase of 6% previous week. Still a very low level of claims and shows strength in the jobs market. The last two reports show that the spike around the holidays support that it was just seasonal adjustment issues. Here's the big part of it, though. This is the sample week. That's considered for the jobs report estimate and modeling, so it does hold more weight than usual. This low level of claims would forecast a stronger jobs figure that we will be seeing on February 7th. But there are a lot of other factors that go into that. I did notice this morning that, again, this is old news. Why is it old news? I'll tell you that as well. The Freddie Mac, 7 a.m. every Thursday, comes out with their mortgage market survey. Now, what they do is they survey their population Monday through Wednesday, and then they report it on Thursday. Most of these people want to get the information off their desk as quickly as possible. So it's usually Monday data being reported on Thursday. It's like saying, what's the weather last Monday? Right? It's old news. But it does show, yeah, it's the best thing we have. So we can't, you know, it's consistent. So I can tell you that today's report showed 3.60. That's their baseline report. You have to pay 0.8 of a point to get that. So it's going to be higher than that, actually, because when you talk about paying a point to get it, last year, this same week, 4.45. So what's it, about 0.75 cheaper? Last week, we were 3.65, telling us interest rates are going down a bit. And since I just shared with you what the bond market is doing today, we know that interest rates are going down even further from where they were on Monday or earlier in the week when this came out. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So I put on our headline for today that I wanted to chat with you a little bit about estate planning, because we are all, some of us are moving a little quicker than others, but we're all getting closer by the day to turning in. I guess that's a way of putting it, right, Jay?
I'm not sure.
Right, we're all getting closer. I mean, none of us have a reservation. Some of us are going to live till, saw somebody on TV the other day, 104, Jay?
Yeah.
Right, so, and you told me many times that we're getting the centurions, a big growing population.
Yeah, the biggest.
Right, so we're seeing that all over, but one of the things that Jay and I see all the time, because we deal with some senior folk, right? Yeah. So Jay is a senior folk, so obviously I deal with senior folk. Jay's here with me, right? So you start seeing the population aging, and as we see it and experience more, we start to understand that when you go through the estate planning process, no matter how much we try to do, how much we plan, there's always seems to be a battle at the end settling an estate.
Always. I hear about it all the time.
Right? So how do you minimize the battle?
Well, there's a couple ways. Don't leave anything. Spend the last dollar yourself.
You know, I told my mom that.
Or end up owing a buck to somebody when you go. And what I recommend is enjoying the giving while you're still alive.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now, you can just give away the money you already have, which might really hurt your retirement income, or take out a reverse mortgage.
We're going to explain that more when we come back, Jay. You know, yeah. I did share with my mom. I used to tell my mom all the time, it's recipes.
Give me more.
Spend your last dime with your last breath.
Yep.
The problem, we don't know when that last breath is coming, right?
Never plan on when you're going, because it doesn't work out.
So what we're going to chat with Jay Kaplan about is a strategy where you can do a lot of the giving before you pass, not affect your cash flow or your lifestyle at all, and enjoy your money more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The number one reason is difficult to find your dream home, why Americans repeatedly overlook this lucrative tax credit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
Okay. All right. So, and I just got word. I'm supposed to close two deals tomorrow. Now, one is a split. I'm only making $5,000, but I mean, that's fine, right? And I tried AAG for a change because they're begging for it. And I mean, everything gets slowed down. They don't include my processor in anything. We have to keep reminding them that I'm not an inside person. And now the docs are supposed to fund tomorrow and just found out there's two pieces of paper they didn't include with the documents. So, not to badmouth AAG, but they're pissing me off. And I'm trying to help them. Don't ask me why. I guess as much as I really don't like the Tom Selleck ads because they come out and say, you know, Americans just don't have enough money to live on, at least it's reminding people more and more and more. And I think that we're really looking at an explosion in the reverse mortgage market. I just hope I live long enough.
Well, the thing that I like about this Tom Selleck ads is at least he's trying to educate people that you're not going to lose your house.
Yes. Yes. And they even he even talks about preserving your portfolio and stuff. He doesn't talk why. And that's kind of okay. You don't want to tell people why everything. You want to
right.
tell you. Or as Martin Manilin once told me that, and also these guys from L.A. that were moving from New York, but it didn't happen, that if I were a car salesman, I'd spend all the time showing what's going on under the hood. And although some people do care about that, the guy that's selling 10 times more than me never opens the hood.
Yep.
So open the door, let them sit in it, not the hood. So what do you know about one reverse?
The guy in Tustin, or?
Well, it's owned by Quicken Loans. It's part of Quicken Loans.
And I don't know much about it.
I thought it was a bunch of old fucks, but I paid them a visit in person with that friend of mine, Tom. It's just a young kid. We got a bunch of young kids.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. You've already found your dream home. Good for you. Well, the solution there is you have the opportunity of finding out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, exactly what the market believes about your property. SLT Home Digest. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You can find out all that information right there. So let's see what we've got in the report for you today. If I can find the report, there it is. Number one reason it is difficult to find your dream home. Headlines in real estate today all revolve about one major point. There is a shortage of homes available for sale. Price appreciation is accelerating again because there is a shortage of homes for sale. First-time buyers are taking longer to purchase a home because there is a shortage of homes available for sale in the lower price points. Boomers are staying in their current homes longer because there is a shortage of homes available for sale to which they would move. In certain markets, affordability is becoming more challenging because there is a shortage of homes available for sale. Getting a bit of a theme here. What's the major reason for this lack of housing inventory? The issue is explained in a recent article by the National Home Builders Association. In the article, Robert Dietz, chief economist, explained, quote, home building in the 2010s was a story of the long recovery. Are we still in that long recovery? After the Great Recession, the number of home builders declined significantly and housing production was unable to meet buyer demand. Years of population and household formation growth combined with relatively reduced levels of home building have left the market with a critical supply shortage. I'm going to show you a couple of charts here. I got this new tool here, and I get to show all of my fun charts and graphs nowadays on Ron Siegel Radio. So let me see if I can get rid of one of these pictures here that we do not need. And we'll see if we can get another one of these charts to show up. Come on, chart, show up.
You tell them.
Jay, isn't it fun having all this technology going on here and being able to see what we're hoping to see?
Yep.
So here is the chart that we're trying to have wake up and come and view, visit with. There it is. Now, let's see if I can get my mugshot to be a little bit smaller. God, we've got Jay in there.
It's called a diet.
Oh, Jay, you didn't have to mention that. Jeez. Okay, so single family home construction starts. Let's see if I can make sure that we are showing the right chart. So look at those starts that we're showing there. And you can see, I think you can see, these starts that are coming. We got too many things popping up on my screen.
There you go.
Did I get it? Okay, so we've got the chart showing here that a shortage of homes for sale because not enough houses were built over the last 10 years. To add to the challenge, the U.S. population expanded, not our weight, by more than 20 million people during the 2010s. I've also got the chart there to show you, if I can get that chart to come up as well. I need more screens here. Maybe that's my problem is to get more screens showing up. So I've got a graph showing the number of starts per every million in the population the last decade. Shows that starts per population were less than half the average of the previous five decades.
Wow.
Right? Good news coming. The National Association of Home Builders explains that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. How confident home builders are in the housing market is a great indicator of how much building is about to get started. The National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo Housing Market Index, gauges builder perceptions of current single-family homes and sales expectations for the next 6 months as good, fair, or poor. The survey also asked builders to rate traffic of prospective buyers as high to very high, average, or low to very low. Scores for each component are then used to calculate a seasonally adjusted index where any number over 50 indicates that more builders view conditions as good than poor. So what would I do is I would show you the chart, right? Here are the HMI readings going back to 2008. That would be the builder's confidence numbers. The 2019 confidence reading of 76 was the highest since 1999. The January 2020 index came in 1 point lower at 75. These readings indicate we should see an increase in new residential construction in 2020. Just last week, the National Association of Home Builders Chairman Greg Ugaldi stated low interest rates and a healthy labor market combined with a need for additional inventory are setting the stage for further home building gains in 2020. The increase in housing starts has already begun, according to the January report from the U.S. Census Bureau and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Single-family housing starts were up 11.2% and attain the highest level in 13 years. Whether you're a first-time buyer or thinking of moving up or down, 2020 could be your year with more construction homes going into the market. Got a strategy? Give me a call. We'll talk about it. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment. Brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Jay Kaplan is in the house. We are talking this morning, distributing your estate while living. We did share earlier that every single estate, big, small, large, distributed, there's always an argument when there's an estate liquidation. It's an emotional time, Jay. You know, maybe I don't know what the whole story is, right? But is it because of it being an emotional time? Is it because of money? Is it because of all of the above?
All of the above, of course. And, you know, depending on the specific family, the relationships, and relationships go right down to the individuals that are relating. You know, it's going to be, to some extent, money.
Sure.
It, to some extent, what one person may want, or you can translate want into what one person thinks they deserve over another.
Entitlements?
Yeah, because one person may have helped the aging parents more than the others, and then the others, you know, and that person.
Not to get gender specific, it's usually the female, right? It's a daughter that spends more time with the
health
care.
Right.
I don't know whether it's what the whole situation. Maybe the females seem to be more caring, more nurturing, whatever it is. But it's usually a daughter or granddaughter that are the more helpful one.
Right. And, you know, that's not 100%, but that's, right. Yeah, that's a good indication of a good reflection of what's happening. And I'm not saying every case is like that, where the caregiver or the part-time caregiver thinks they deserve more. But in many cases, it is. And that's not the only reason.
Sure.
That people, somebody else may feel, well, I have a family and you don't, therefore I deserve the home.
Sure.
And you don't. It goes on forever.
When you're dealing in the senior environment, like Jay does to us extensively, like I do somewhat, you get to experience more and more of this because you're starting to see more and more people getting closer to the end. They're getting their affairs in order. They're doing this and that. One of the best solutions I've seen of solving the problem is for the aging to distribute more and more while they're living.
Right.
It's hard to dispute what the aging senior's desires are if they put Johnny on title here or Mary on title there or whomever has got on the bank account with them.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the things that you and I are big, big proponents of, I'm a serious proponent that no one should ever have a paid off home. There's no logical reason for that. There is emotional reasons, right?
Yeah, there are, but you know, that emotional reason sometimes doesn't have a real backing in knowledge or in reality.
But you know something, Jay, you and I can give every logical fact and statistic. We can't beat emotions.
Right.
Right? I mean, I can tell you that Adam Schiff is the worst human being in the world. That's my opinion. You can say he's the greatest individual in the world. That might
somewhere in between.
But either way, that could be your opinion. And
I know.
Right. So, but one thing that we can definitely talk about is the concept that if you've got a free and clear home, and say it's worth $800,000, right, and you don't need that money for living, what would happen if you were to take out $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 out of that? With a reverse mortgage, it's not going to change your cash flow in any way, is it?
No, not at all.
So what can you do with that money?
You can give it to your kids either as cash, as down payment for their homes or their homes, depending on the price, or you can give them a lot more memories that they can share with you.
And I'm a big one. You know, I love that idea that you can share it with you.
Right.
But how about an annuity?
Yeah.
Right. So I know if I give $100,000 annuity to my three kids, right? I know that they're going to have X amount of income coming in for the life of that annuity.
Right, exactly. And they're going to have help paying the house off if they want to do that. And
if I've given that away to them now, there's less fighting once I'm gone.
Absolutely.
That's a big issue right there.
Absolutely.
We're going to continue with this line of thought with Jay Kaplan. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to also talk about why Americans repeatedly overlook this lucrative tax credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
Watch my feet here as they bang the legs of the. Now, one thing when you talk about, I was thinking, didn't want to bring it up on air because it's maybe completely different than anything you wanted to talk about. But it seems, and I could be wrong, that, and because I live in Irvine, that all they're building are, you know, $2-3 million single families or zillions of apartments. They're not building much in the way of condos. They're building apartments.
You know why, don't you?
Now, they're all four stories or less, so they can become Fannie Mae-type loans if they convert them. But that just bugs me because it's like the rich get richer, the poor get poorer more and more. Nobody wants to go to the Inland Empire because the commute's too long. Now, if they had a bullet train, that might be different, but they don't.
You know why that is?
Well, they're trying to make money.
Well, yeah, but the big issue is, the biggest problem is the cost of building.
Well, I mean,
so
those apartments, they could just turn those into condos.
They might at some point, but
they could have built them that way.
Well, the problem is I was reading something that a $500,000 property built in San Diego or Arizona, there's 40% more expense in regulation and permits in San Diego as related to Arizona.
Really? Wow. Well, I know condos are a lot easier than townhomes from the point of view of the builder when it comes to paperwork. Not necessarily brick and mortar, but paperwork.
Right.
So if they turn them into condos, which obviously they would because they're stacked, I'm not sure how much more there would be. I mean, isn't the time to do that now while rates are so low? Can you imagine all the old parts that would move into all those? You know, you've been down to the spectrum.
Yeah.
I mean, zillions of apartments. Not just the village, but they have this and that. They've got like three or four of them now, all stacked, four stories high, great amenities, stores and shops within them.
But the younger wants that more than the seniors?
Well, I bet a lot of seniors would, though.
It's the young people want that.
Yeah, well, they should want to own, though.
Yeah, they are.
Now,
but
obviously,
but they don't want to have to drive. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. You don't only want it, you need trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to get on the site, check it out, creditsanitizer.com. Very simple. Talk to our friend Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team. they will help you out with getting your credit report corrected. And one asset that understands what they're doing, I was just talking to one of our private clients yesterday and found out that they had paid a service to get a medical collection off their credit report, one of the world famous credit collectors. You got to get rid of them anyway. But all of a sudden, it's back on their report again, bringing their score down. Got to talk to our friend Jeff Sipes. He'll help you. Taxpayers leaving millions of dollars off their returns. Why Americans repeatedly overlook this lucrative tax credit, the earned income tax credit, designed to act as a cash infusion to low-income families. In fact, some experts have called it one of the largest and most studied anti-poverty programs in the United States, and yet far too many taxpayers are not aware of the credit, according to a survey released this week. Some 44% possibly eligible for the credit by making less than $40,000 a year were not aware of it, according to a new survey from the tax preparation company Jackson Hewitt. More than half of the same group either said they did not qualify, 20%, or did not know if they qualified, 33%, according to the survey. Why do you think I always, always, always say get professional guidance? Now, think about that. I think this tax credit can get you three or four, and I'm not a tax person, but I think it's $2,500 to $3,000 from this tax credit. And my suggestion is, I think H&R Block or Quicken or all these different tax preparation companies probably charge maybe $100 if you've got a basic tax return. Again, I don't know those prices. I didn't check them out. I pay a little more than that. Just saying. But go and talk to a professional. Jay and I give you all kinds of advice and guidance here when we're talking about one of our favorite topics, the reverse mortgage, and it's great for people that need money, but it's even better for people that want or have money. It's a great financial planning tool. But none of us, even though he and I both know a lot of the tax ramifications of what we're chatting about, Jay, I'm gonna try and put words in your mouth, but we both are big believers, I think, in making sure you're getting professional guidance.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, talk to your tax professional as to why what we're saying is good or bad in your situation.
Right. Always use somebody that knows what they're doing. It's not expensive to use a tax professional. It's only expensive if it's real complicated, and then you really need somebody.
Right. Either you need a good tax professional or a good tax lawyer.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to get the tax professional now or get the tax lawyer later. It's your call, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So we're going to get back on topic here. That's your Credit Matters segment. Jay, you and I are chatting this morning about one of our favorite topics for seniors.
Yes.
Right? Is the reverse mortgage. Right. Now, I'm going to suggest also that, because I know some people who may or may not be listening are, in addition, do we want them to have the reverse mortgage for tax planning purposes?
Yeah.
Take that the next step, though. Make sure you've got your trust in order.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, because that's another big issue. And, Jay, let's, before we go too far, I want to just go through a few quickly. You do not lose control of your house. It's just a lien like any other.
Like any other, but better.
But better, right? So you're not going to lose control of your house. Yeah. Bank's not going to take your house.
No.
The federal government could take your house if you don't pay your property taxes, and that they usually wait 5 years for.
Anyway.
Right? And that doesn't matter whether you have a reverse mortgage or not. You have to maintain the property. You have to keep it insured. All these things are basics. You have to do these whether you have a reverse mortgage or not. So if somebody's telling you that you're going to lose your house, or your heirs are not going to get the equity, tell them they don't know about the reverse mortgage. Tell them to call Jay Kaplan.
Right.
Right.
They just need a little more education.
Exactly. So we were talking today, Jay, about financial planning using the reverse mortgage.
Right.
And, you know, I would submit that, you know, my kids are just barely in the age of buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But wouldn't it be more fun if I take out I can't take out a reverse mortgage. I'm not old enough.
Oh, but are you sure? Sorry about that.
Right. But if you're old enough to take out a reverse mortgage, and you know, I will be in the position to do what I'm saying and suggest.
Yeah.
I will be in the position to take out a reverse mortgage for my grandkids.
Yeah.
if I'm alive then. I hope I'm alive.
Yeah, I hope you are too.
Right? And wouldn't it be nice to be able to see them enjoy that property, to go and visit them in that property,
right,
as opposed to giving them that money after I'm under, I'm 60.
Right, and you're relieving, you're taking a burden off your children by giving to your grandchildren all at the same time.
Right. Now, there are methods to protect that, right? Because one of the things that you're concerned about, especially in Orange County and in California, 72% of first-time marriages end in divorce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 72% of Orange
County. I hear that silver divorces are gaining. I have no idea.
Right? I can't afford a divorce, so I'm not even.
I know. Those are killers.
Right? But the idea here is there are methodologies to protect that initial investment as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to talk to a tax professional. You got to talk to a legal professional because they understand how these things are going to work. Right? So
we want to, and again,
the whole concept where we started with this discussion, Jay, was minimizing your estate without minimizing your cash flow. Right? So I'm not going to minimize my cash. In fact, I might even help my cash flow.
You probably could,
right?
But it's your choice. If you want more cash flow, you can do that. If you're in an area such as, say, California, you can continue to take money and probably increase your cash flow and still increase the equity in your home.
And that kind of dispels the myth that the bank is going to get all the equity, or you're going to lose the equity, or you're not going to be able to give to your heirs. But if I give to my heirs while I'm living, I know exactly how much I've given my heirs.
Right. And how you brought up such an important point about how so many people don't want to owe anything on their home. They've got to have it free and clear. Well, what would make most of those people feel better? I mean, first of all, I know you can argue a lot about how that money is not, how that equity is not making them anything.
Sure.
But on top of that, would you rather own your home free and clear with your kids suffering, grandchildren that don't own a home, or would you rather owe something on your home
and not pay for it, not pay on it,
and not pay on it, and have your children and grandchildren so much happier?
Well, have them so much happier, but I'm going to suggest in many, many instances, it's going to make me happier.
That's the
point. Right? If I see my kids making a mortgage payment, does it make me unhappy? No, not really.
Am I your kid?
Heck no.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't afford you, man.
That's thought I'd try, you know.
Yeah, well, that we know there. But the idea is here, if I'm watching my kids pay more rent,
yeah, right.
I know that they're out there working hard, and, you know, they've got a roof over their head, that's stable. But then I invariably hear, well, they're raising my rent again. I can't have a dog, or I can't have a cat, or I can't have my pet pig, any of those, right? I can't change the color of the walls, the outside. They're coming in. I'm having a dinner. Here's what I heard my son. We're getting ready for a dinner party at the holidays, and the maintenance company is coming in to do some work. Really? If I own my own place, I don't have to worry about that.
Right.
If my kids or grandkids own their own place, we don't have to worry about that.
No, they can keep it broken forever. No, just kidding.
Right, they can fix it on their own terms.
They do their own, and they decide what quality they want. Usually your landlord will get the very lowest bidder and make sure that the very minimum legal level has been reached.
Now, what if I want to be really, really selfish, Jay? I want to help my kids or grandkids buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the stipulations is it must be within 10 miles of me. Right? I can do that too because I want to see my kids.
Yeah,
I want to see my grandkids.
Absolutely. But,
right?
You know, if it's a different type of family than yours, you can specify 1,000 miles away.
Exactly. Well, we can do that too.
You know.
Right?
Right.
We can do any. Those things are all possibilities there of helping our kids. You know, and it's out there helping the community also because we're buying houses.
Yeah.
Which we know helps our state and local economies,
yeah.
Right? Our kids
so
feel better.
And you're not hurting yourself. You're not putting a burden on yourself either.
Right. That's the big thing. It's not going to change my lifestyle one iota.
No, it could even help if you got $300,000 and you gave away $200,000.
Sure.
You've got a line of credit or cash to do to either invest or a line of credit to help your own health care in the future, from which you do not need to take money from your savings or your retirement fund.
All sorts of benefits.
All.
That's our real focus right there, is we're getting able to help lots of people and help our families, make us feel better. Give me a call if you've got any questions on this. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. As always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. To meet any of our guests or get a hold of me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. We are clear.
Good. Good show. Good
stuff, buddy.
Yeah, I like that last. That last portion was great. I'd like to get that for my social media. But
we can do that.
Yeah.